Hello and welcome, it's Richard McCann here. I'm just leaving the Professional Speaking Association annual conference down at Coventry, the Hilton in Coventry, and I've come across a lovely woman called Leslie Hunter. Leslie Hunter is the author of Who Put You in Charge? And so welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, Richard.
And now, I don't think I've ever come across, I mean, I know many speakers, we all do, I don't think I've ever come across a speaker that speaks about leadership and relates it to how people look after their dogs. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Right. Well, I grew up with dogs all my life, and I was always fascinated by the dynamics in a pack of dogs and how there's always a leader of the pack. But how that leader, it's not always just the biggest dog. Quite often it's the smallest dog in the pack that's the leader. But it's how that dog behaves with the other dogs. And when I work in organisations, what I actually see is that leaders quite often don't attribute the results they get with their people to the way that they are behaving as the leader. So I work with people to help them understand their behaviour will help them become a more effective leader of the pack.
Oh, I see. I like that mention of the pack. Now, so you relate it to how dogs behave. So you did tell me, and I'd love to see this in action, you actually have dogs on stage in your presentation?
Sometimes, yes. If the venue will allow it, I actually can bring at least my dog, if not some dogs, with me. If not, then I obviously use video so that I can illustrate it and people can actually see the behaviour in practice, because that's what they've got to do. Yeah. They've got to be able to actually see the behaviour, the interaction and the dynamics. And the dogs are perfect for that, because one dog's behaviour, another dog will respond quite simply at the level of behaviour.
Yeah, okay. And so give me an idea then how somebody, a leader, sat in your audience, having seen you demonstrate this kind of leader of the pack mentality, how can they apply that in their work?
Right, well, one specific example, for instance, I do a lot of work around motivation, which is so important in the workplace, to have motivated staff. And my dog, for instance, is motivated by a whole range of things. If I want to motivate him to do a particular task, then maybe using food and certain aspects of food, maybe cheese or chicken, etc., he will do what I want him to do. But on the other hand, if I want him to do another task, I could feed him as much chicken as he wanted. He'd eat it, but he wasn't going to do what I wanted him to do. Okay. So I'd maybe have to use a toy or another way of motivating him. But what tends to happen in the workplace is that a leader will either try and motivate their staff with what they think motivates them, or they'll have their one way of doing it, and then they'll wonder why they're not getting the results they want. And what I encourage the leaders to do is to think about the members of their own pack, identify their own pack in their mind, and then think about situations where they perhaps have not got the result that they wanted. How did they try to motivate the individual members of their pack? And that then starts to explore the fact that the leader has got to be flexible. The leader has got to adapt their behaviour and their strategies to get the best out of their people.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll get them thinking. In fact, it's got me thinking now, being a father of three. I'm trying to think about how I respond, how I try and get my children to do certain things. Now, I might need to think differently when I want them to do different things. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it's very thought-provoking. And we should invite you to the PSA, the North East, to come and do that session very soon. So would you do that for us at some point?
Of course I would. I would be delighted.
I'm not sure whether or not the hotel will allow a pack of dogs, but we can at least have yours.
There's always going to be a car park, and we can at least take them out in the car park.
Excellent. So if anybody's interested in the work that you do, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Just lesliehunter.com.
Fantastic. I'll be looking at that shortly, and I'm going to enjoy the book that you just gave me. Thank you for that, Leslie, and thanks for having this conversation with me.
You're welcome, Richard. Thank you.